opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Should the Rockets trade Clint Capela for Anthony Davis?
Yeah. Will the Pelicans take Clint Capela for Anthony Davis?
I'm pretty sure you'd have to throw in a lot more than that. It's a rental because he's not going to sign.
Yeah, so. That's what I've kind of been saying. I mean, it's a semi-rental. You get him for an extra year. So, I mean, it'd be a year and the rest of this year. But
I'd do that.
When you know that he's not going to be here long-term, are you willing to give up much?
Who's having a better season out of Kawhi and James Harden?
Well, I mean, that's actually a fair question because I didn't realize Kawhi was averaging so many points right now per game. I think they're fairly close. The problem is James has been asked for 5 weeks now to do something that Kawhi doesn't have to do, which James has to score a tremendous amount of points typically for this Rockets team to win. Now, we'll see if he's willing to dial that back with Chris Paul back and how that changes when Clint Capela gets here.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. We'll all be available on podcastarena.com, and certainly lots of ways to listen to the show. You can listen on 97.5 for a few more days. You can listen on 94.1. You can also catch us on the app. You can catch us on the stream, or you can watch us on live stream brought to you by Twin Peaks. And some updates on the police shooting story here. The area is actually a little farther north than what I thought it was. So it's inside the loop.
Two suspects.
Oh, yeah, that's still a live scene, apparently.
It says two suspects dead.
So the update at 5:58 was one suspect dead, two more barricaded inside the home. The officers were trying to serve a warrant before they were shot, but now apparently there are two suspects dead. I don't know about the third.
How many of the cops are dead?
Don't know yet, but not five sure. Shot, a couple, damn. And reports are a couple were in the face. And it's in the Pecan Park neighborhood is where it is. So, it's definitely southeast, but, it's close to the loop down on that ship channel area down there. So, really stay out of the area unless you have no choice, because the last thing you want to do is wind up in the middle of all that right now. Still a live scene, apparently.
So I made us run over on the last segment on accident, and I was going to make us run further over, and Fred stopped me because...
Yeah, we can't go through the... I mean, it's one thing to go long. We can't go through the top of the hour.
Fred's the program director. He knows the rules that I don't.
You might want to learn them if you're going to do that job.
I know.
I mean, you've got to... I mean, it's one thing you can do... You can go
I'm
over
just
with some
giving
stuff.
You grief. I know.
I'm just trying. I'm just trying to keep us from having to... Yeah. Play the legal stuff 5 minutes after the hour.
So what I wanted to ask Lance was, what is the pecking order? And obviously everybody, all these guys that are at the Senior Bowl, they want to play in the NFL. And I said, what's worse, playing in the XFL or playing in the Canadian League? And he literally laughed and said they would much rather play in the XFL, a league that hasn't even existed for how many years. I mean, it's been gone for a while, and they're finally bringing it back. They would rather play in that than the Canadian League, which has been in existence for a long time. But he just basically said that it's people feel like they're going to get more eyes on them, and they just don't want to live up there in Canada in the cold, basically.
Well, and that's one of the things that's a little misleading, because players don't have to live up there all year.
Yeah.
So, like, the last couple of... Well, and if you make it to the Grey Cup, usually if that's played outside, it's in the snow and cold. But you're really only dealing with about 3 weeks of hard weather up there. And the rest of the time when the season's over, you go home.
Wouldn't you think that all those teams would have domes?
You would, but you know, it's not exactly like there's a ton of money to put into those stadiums. And the reality is, it's enough of a different game, and those guys don't make much money. And there's you have to have a certain amount of Canadians on the roster at all times. If you're a quarterback who goes up there and does really well, you can make good money. You can make $300,000.
Yeah.
But the majority of these guys have other jobs. So, yeah, if they can get an XFL job where they can get paid and play in the States, I think they'd prefer it because depending on what the salaries are. But if they find out the salaries are even less than that, then maybe not. But yeah. I think that the misconception is that you have to stay up there all year. You don't. But there are tax issues for Americans playing up there. There's, you know, you've got to, you know, it's not always easy to, if you've got stuff like DUIs and things like that, it's not easy to get through the border. So, I mean, it's not, there's a lot more to it. But the flip side is you get a place like Toronto, man, that's an awesome city.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Vancouver is an awesome city.
Yeah.
Montreal is an awesome city, but.
Most
how many teams are in the CFL?
They have 9. 12, they're about to add 10. Yeah.
So you got about a 30% chance of ending up somewhere good. Well, you said Hamilton's okay.
Hamilton's not bad. And, you know, I like Saskatchewan, but I know, and they get treated like gods there because it's like they're like the Packers of Canada. But yeah, Winnipeg.
But if you're a 20 year old professional athlete, you're not trying to go to those
places. You don't want to go to Winnipeg. You don't want to. I mean, Ottawa's not awful, and there's going to be one. A team on the East Coast now, which, you know, I'm not too familiar with that part of the country, so I can't really speak to it. But it's not as bad as you think. But on the other hand, it's a completely different country, and it is. And you know, if you spent your whole life playing at Tennessee, it's a culture shock.
Yeah,
and you'd much rather play for a team that's closer to home, that you know the area a little bit, I don't know what the XFL salaries are going to be. I think that's the thing, but if I could make the same money to stay here, I would. And I, you know, I like Canada. For coaches, it's a little different because you are stuck up there all year. But you can get back to the States too. I mean, Mark Trestman, the Bears hired him from there. Didn't work out. The Browns just hired the Riders coach as an assistant. So you can get back as a coach. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Just a quick update. So, yeah, two suspects now down. There's still one. I guess it's barricaded. And five officers shot. They were serving a narcotics warrant.
Damn.
And, yeah, apparently this has turned into just a really awful situation. So hopefully those guys are okay. And this is one officer was reportedly shot in the face, according to this. Trying to piece together reports here so we can keep people up to date on what's going on. But obviously stay out of the area. There's a lot of street closings. They're trying to keep it open for emergency vehicles. So, yeah, that's Southeast Houston, just inside the loop, not too far from 45 and kind of between Broadway, I guess, is the other street down there. So, yeah, Broadway and 45 inside the loop, 610, Pecan Point area or something like that.
It's so. Basically right across from 45 from Gulfgate Mall.
Okay.
It's in that little corner of 610.
Okay. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We will, you know, any more news, we'll keep letting you guys know.
Yeah.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Sanok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, so my man Richard sent me an email with this today. Thought it was pretty funny. Alan Hardy is the owner of Notts County FC Soccer Club, correct?
Okay.
Apparently, he needs some work on Twitter.
Okay.
Because he sends out a tweet today. It says, "This morning, an inappropriate photo appeared in one of my tweets. This was clearly an honest mistake as a result of my camera roll being included in a screenshot. I tried to rectify the error by deleting the tweet as soon as I noticed, and I apologize for any offense it caused." Basically, he posted two screenshots of tweets from a fan. However, one screenshot appeared to show his camera roll. How do you show your camera roll on there? Like all your photos?
I mean, I guess you could bring it all up, like bring up your photos and screenshot that. I don't know why you would, but I guess you could.
Yeah, well, so basically after that, said, "Thank you once again to everyone who is sticking by us. I will continue to communicate with you all via official club channels. I have always seen Twitter as a way of engaging with supporters and monitoring ways we can improve as a club. I do, however, accept I've made mistakes on social media and now feel it is time to leave for good."
What was in the picture?
It says, I think it's...
his crank?
That's the impression, yes, is okay. That his crank appeared in the tweet. Which, you know,
I mean,
is that even
I got to be honest. Like, let's say you're the kind of guy who sends a D-pic. All right, Tyler, you've probably done
this. Yeah, it's Tyler. I would say Tyler very much.
When's the last time you sent a D-pic to somebody?
I don't know. A long time ago.
Okay, but when you did, once you sent it, didn't you pretty much immediately delete it from your camera roll?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because, first of all, I just want to throw it out there to guys. No good is going to come from that.
Yeah, and
no girl's ever going to look at it and go, "You know what? I want that more now than I did before I saw it." It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, there's,
don't do that.
There's nothing all that interesting about a penis pic, to be honest. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's some women that like it. I don't know. I don't see the point in putting it out there, so to speak.
So to speak.
Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I'm going to do another giveaway at 6:25. You'll win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me in the special ESPN section this Saturday, February 2nd, from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $2.99, and it comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. We'll take caller 10 at 6:25. So don't call before then.
Wait it out.
Yep. And don't call if you... don't call if you're not going to be able to make it. Just call if you want to win tickets for Saturday night, because whenever there's an empty table, it's always disappointing because there's a lot of people who want these things. So.
Yeah.
Scruston Texan says you should always have a penis pic stored away.
For what?
I can pretty much assure you, you know, well, I don't want to get it. Somebody says the only time I've sent one was because the girl wanted it. It's only weird if it's not requested.
I think she's only doing that so she has something on you in case you mess up.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, because basically it's pretty easy to see a penis.
Yeah.
And it's probably, and they're not all that different. It's basically just the size. You know, she can go look at one online and say, okay, that's my guy's, great. And they're not all that. They're not really an attractive part of the anatomy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. But, hey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if she wants it, and that's going to help you, but definitely don't ever send it unsolicited.
Well, don't put it out on Twitter. Let's start with that.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's never going to end well. Because, well, and it could be embarrassing, too, just depending.
Yeah.
So... 713-780-ESPN. I mean, I'm the wrong guy to ask about this, because there's not a woman in the world that wants to see my penis. So
your wife doesn't even want to
no,
see it.
No, God, no. She thinks I'm repulsive. So, man, Well, let's talk about Brady retiring. Did you see what he said about that today?
No.
He said there's 0% chance he's going to retire after the Super Bowl.
Well, I'll take that prop bet then.
You will?
Yeah, that he's not going to retire.
If you were watching the Pro Bowl, that was a halftime interview that he did.
Yeah, I wasn't watching the Pro Bowl. So, there you have it. I actually had a story about six prospects from the Senior Bowl week who did really well that I wanted to ask Lance about to see if he agreed with him. So, I had it right there in the Lance segment.
I blabbed too long is what you're saying.
No, he blabbed too long. He's unstoppable once he gets going.
Yeah, he really is.
He's just, you know.
And he wanted to talk basketball, which that's kind of rare. And truth be told, I mean, it forced us to talk basketball, which sometimes maybe we don't do enough of, right?
Oh, I think we do just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
Yeah, I once or twice a week, I think it's worth discussing during the regular season. But what do you think?
Of my question that I asked Lance, 1 to 5, 5 to 10.
See, I think while it makes for fun radio discussion, it's really almost impossible to quantify because these guys are doing different things. And so, yeah, I come back to how well is your team doing? And you know, frankly, the argument against Kawhi, which a lot of people made on the text line while you were doing it, is how many games he misses. That he's missed 14 games this year. He sits out back to backs. That they're resting him. So how can you have the same impact as a guy who's out there every game?
It's fair.
Yeah, I think that's and I think there's fair arguments on all sides. So yes, would I put him in my top five? Yes.
Okay.
And I kind of agree that there's, you know, because I don't know that I'd put. Well, Kevin Durant might be a better player. Is he having a better season? And that's kind of what I keep coming back to, is who's having the better season. And James is being asked to do different things than Kevin Durant is. So like, that's why I don't think there's an answer.
Is James doing anything that Kevin Durant couldn't do if they asked him to?
Well, I don't know, because he hasn't been asked to do it. Maybe so. In fact, I you know.
So if I told you.
Right now, yeah, I think he is doing things.
If I told you can have one of these two players on your team for the next 2 or 3 years, you take James over KD?
No, that's not the question. I mean, the question is, you know, who is he in your top five right now? And right, if I'm going to get his production versus KD's, absolutely. Absolutely, I'm taking him.
Okay.
That's the question. It's about production and what you're doing.
No, it's about who. Obviously, like I said, he's having a fantastic season. There's no doubt in it. I'm asking overall, where does he rank as a player in the NBA at this point?
I think he's in the top five.
Okay. So which one of those guys that I mentioned would you leave out? Are you like LeBron, Durant?
Well, I mean, here's the other thing. Going forward, LeBron's still great, but I don't know that he's still the LeBron. And he's missed a lot of time, man. I mean, I still have him in the top five. Now, I don't know. If you're asking me which player I want moving forward, then a lot of that's going to be, well, how long do I have him? 5 years?
Like I said, 2 years. The next 2 years. Like, let's say through 2021.
Yeah, he's definitely top five, in my opinion.
James is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I think for me, he's in that 6 to 10. And it, only because when I started thinking about top five, I mean, he's obviously a top five scorer.
But see, I'd put him over, and as much as I love Kawhi, I mean, the guy didn't play last year, and he's missed a bunch of games this year. And moving forward, I think I'd rather have James.
It's fair.
So.
I mean, and again, at some point, it's going to be opinion.
Well, I mean, it's all opinion. I mean, there's no way for you to scientifically quantify who's better. I mean, that's the thing. It's all opinion. I mean, you can make a pretty damn case that Harden is the best player in the NBA right now, doing things that nobody's ever done. I don't necessarily agree with it, but you can make that argument. Right. But it's all opinion. That's the thing.
Okay.
There's no fact in this.
The next 2 years, 2.5, 3 years, James Harden or Anthony Davis for you?
I'll take Harden because I've seen him carry a team by himself, and I've not seen Anthony Davis do it, and I'm not sure you can do it from that position.
I think you're right about that. I don't know that I think he's a better player, but I do think he plays a heavier impact position. So, yeah, that's a tough one to me. I still – and Lance kind of poo-pooed Steph Curry and what Steph Curry's doing this season, which I can't imagine.
Well, he's also missed a bunch of time, too, and he's just now getting healthy. So, let's – that's the thing. You kind of got to let things play out.
Yeah.
Why don't we squeeze in a quick call here?
We can do that.
Justice. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
Sports. Hey, look, check it out. I just wanted to comment about the D-pick. you really have to save a good D-pick because you can't always take them. And, you know, women like weird things like veins, and you can always use a water bottle for a point of reference. You can't always take those, so you got to have it stashed. And I'll just hang up and listen.
All right. Well, I this is, to me, it's a perk of being married. I've got no reason to send out D-picks anymore. And before I was married, camera phones weren't good enough to send out a good quality D-pick anyway. It would have been like the flip phone, like or a Nokia. Like, it would have been pixelated and no good. So it's all worked out for me.
I just know nobody wants to see that. So why would I even think about it? You know, it's, you know, I don't think there's a female on the planet that wants to see my penis.
There might be one or two.
No, I don't think so. Well, so I'll just keep it where it is. Yeah, that's one of the things we do here is come up with stuff to talk about on the radio. And not always easy. But, you know, we somehow figure that out. So how about we go from that to car insurance?
Yeah.
Well, what else can you use your phone for?
Exactly. You can use your phone for Go Car Insurance, and it's a much better thing to use it for. And, yeah, they're doing all the crazy stuff all over town. You've probably seen their billboards trying to get your attention. Well, guess what? We spend so much time on our phones. Don't do that other thing. Go on Car Insurance. It's the first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. It's incredibly fast. You just download the app, scan your license, you'll get a quote in 60 seconds. And you're in control, man. You update your policy, add drivers, file a claim, all in the app. They cut out a lot of fees you see other places, and they give you money back. Finally, it's a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. Go make your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. And they've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for well over 1,500 days running. Check out what we're talking about. Real simple. Geo. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Apparently all the officers were taken to Memorial Hermann, so that's where the setup is now.
All right. Still no word if any of them died?
Still no word yet. And
boy, if you're the last guy left in that house, you better hope that none of them die.
Yeah.
Because...
I'm not liking your chances of getting out of there anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So so the scene is still it's still an active scene, so please stay away from there. And keeping up to date with the at Houston Police on Twitter, you can do that. They do a pretty good job. Chronicle's doing a pretty good job of updating their story as well. So I don't know where to go from here with penis pics.
There's a lot of people who are on board with it. I mean,
you know what? Their women are probably cool. And you know, they're probably attractives.
Maybe so. Or they're just blessed.
Yeah.
You know,
but I mean, you know, even that, it's just like, you can use angles of anything to make, you know, yeah. That's why the Brett Favre thing was so embarrassing.
Right.
Because not only did he did it, but that he didn't do anything angle wise to make it not look like it was a tiny.
Well, and also I don't know that holding a water bottle up next to that would have helped.
No.
Unless you get one of those little nubby water bottles. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they give you at the casino.
Yeah. And you get it, and then you look like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And then you kind of you get that at an angle so it looks like the normal water bottle.
Yeah.
But it's really not. And I'm still going to get, sir, this is disgusting and inappropriate, and don't send it to me.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would say if you sent me one.
Well, anybody would say that.
Yeah.
Male, female, you name it.
Golfer.
Yeah.
Food.
Exactly. Did you see this Duke professor who had to step down after she sent out an email? Apparently,
not a D-pick.
This was telling international students to commit to using English 100% of the time.
Okay.
And you know what? I kind of feel like in the situation she was talking about, I don't know that it's that bad. Boy, there's actually a photo of somebody being wheeled out on a stretcher there. I don't want to see that. Apparently, two unnamed faculty members complained to her about a group of students speaking Chinese very loudly in a common area. They asked to see photos of the first and second year students so that they could remember them if the students ever interviewed for an internship or asked to work with them for a master's project. They were disappointed these students were not taking the opportunity to improve their English and were being so impolite as to have a conversation that not everyone on the floor could understand.
Well, so we can't agree English only at the poker table, right?
Right. So I think if you're having a loud, animated discussion in public in a different language, and I don't know, it doesn't really bother me, but obviously some of these teachers are like, well, they're not going to work for me. So in her email, she said to international students, please, please, please keep these unintended consequences in mind when you choose to speak in Chinese in the building.
Boy, is white lady?
Yeah, of course it is. I have no idea how hard it is and still is for you to come to the U.S. and have to learn a non-native language as such. I have here's another one, utmost respect.
Come on.
Could somebody please tell these geniuses that it's not utmost for what you're doing? That being said, I encourage you to commit to using English 100% of the time when you are in hoc or any other professional setting. And, of course, she had to
screw up the English language.
She had to resign after screwing up. Upmost.
R.I.P.
God.
I'll miss you to the utmost.
Mm. 713-780-3776.
I'm excited about Hoffman on, or not Hoffman on Hollywood, about the dumbass report today.
Yeah.
We've got some real dummies. So just something to look forward to in the last segment of the show. Apparently this was a good weekend for stupidity.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Nick says, girls love D-picks, man. They just like them from the guys they want them from, not random dudes trying to.
Not from you.
Right. So that's the thing. I mean, they're not going to want them from me. So there's no reason for me to do it. Yeah, somebody brings up a good point.
Did Chinese. A girl ask you for yours, Tyler?
We traded.
Did she ask for it to be a trade situation?
I don't know.
Or did she send you pictures and then you just sent one back?
It was like an agreed upon thing. Like,
so she asked.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say you traded, did she go boobs or did she go full frontal?
I got both.
Because sometimes you don't want to see all of that, right?
Depends, I guess.
Okay. So there's some things better left to the imagination for a lady.
Yeah, you know what, though? I've found that photos look better than the real thing.
Oh, well.
Right? I mean, honestly, because you can do things in the photos to really make all that look good.
I guess so.
It's just, you know, but that was a long time ago. not getting any of that anymore either.
Right.
Yeah.
You're past those days.
It happens. You get old. I kind of feel like if I wind up being single this time, I'm not ever dating again.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be old and live alone.
That's probably the move.
And drink a lot.
What else is new?
Yeah, that's the plan. All right, well, then we have a really good dumbass report coming up. So,
I mean, let's not sell it like that. We've got a solid dumbass report.
Dude, you're the one that
I was excited about it.
Okay, if you're excited about it, I want the people excited about
okay.
it. It's going to be
right.
badass.
All right.
It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be the best. You know what it's not going to be? Sad.
No, there's some sad.
Sad.
But kind of funny sad.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Someone was asking, please, why 94.1's going away. It's the only way I can hear you guys. Don't worry.
Nope.
You're going to be fine.
We're fixing that.
97.5 is going to cover that area and a little bit more now, starting February 1st. So you could be able to keep it on one station, not have to switch back and forth, depending on where you are.
Hey, you want some quick odds on Anthony Davis's team? They've got two sets of odds.
Okay.
Anthony Davis's team on February 8th, Anthony Davis's team on October 1st.
Okay.
The favorite for February 8th, Pelicans, minus 150.
Okay.
Second favorite, Lakers, plus 150. Then the Celtics at plus 200. Knicks at plus 400. Sixers, plus 500. Blazers, plus 1,000. Raptors, plus 1,500. Rockets, plus 1,500.
Okay.
They've got a few more, but, I mean, they're getting to be pretty long shots. Anthony Davis team on October 1st. Celtics, plus 150. Lakers, plus 200. Knicks plus 500, Pelicans plus 750, Nets and Sixers and Blazers plus 1,000, Clippers plus 1,500, Rockets plus 2,000.
I would go hammer the Lakers right now. From what I understand, the Celtics are not on his list of teams he wants to be traded to.
Well, I think there is something to be said for the agent being basically LeBron has got a hand in it. It's some sort of legal tampering. I'm not saying that the Pelicans should take the best deal.
It's not legal tampering. It's just tampering. Let's call it what it is. It's tampering.
The Pelicans should take the best offer they can get, but I think any team other than the Lakers has to be careful that they don't give up too much because you have to assume he's not going to be there long term.
Well, I think it's, like if you're a team like the Rockets, this is your window. Go for it.
Maybe so.
That's my thought.
All right. You ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. A New York City woman sat at her dying brother's bedside in the hospital for days, 9 days, and finally authorized doctors to stop life support. While she was arranging the funeral, she found out that the man wasn't her brother. It was a total stranger with a similar name.
God.
She's now suing a Bronx hospital. Like, it seems like that's on the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Her actual brother was alive, but unbeknownst to his family, was locked up in city jail.
Oh, of course he was.
So she basically just killed somebody.
She killed a stranger.
Random stranger. That's like you talk about a big mistake. That's pretty big.
Boy, that other family's got a lawsuit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bleep up there.
Florida man's behind bars after stealing what he thought were hydrocodone pills. He took the pills from a lockbox from a home. He got away with several hundred pills, which would have been a nice haul if it was hydrocodone, but it turned out to be over-the-counter laxatives.
I saw that story. That was one of the gym of the day contenders.
Yeah, not good. And so now he's off to jail for stealing laxatives
and leaving a trail behind him.
Yeah. Nobody in prison is going to want to touch him for at least 48 hours.
Yeah. You let that run its course, so to speak.
Grant Amato stole money from his family. He's 29 years old. He's accused of killing his parents, Chad and Margaret Amato, and his brother in their home. He stole $200,000 from his parents and brother. And where do you think that money went to? Like maybe a drug habit, right?
Yeah.
Nope, it went to a cam girl in Bulgaria.
Oh, God.
They'd been communicating since June on Cam Girls, an adult website. Investigators spoke with the suspect's surviving brother, who said that he was talking with an online call girl and sending her large amounts of money. The brother said the girl knew where the family lived, and that concerned the mom. Grant Amato told investigators his parents gave him an ultimatum. After they learned about the theft, complete a 60-day internet and sex addiction program or leave the family home. And at 29 years old, you ask me to leave home and it's get out of the house and live on my own when I'm 29 or murder my entire family. Obviously, you murder your entire family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially someone named Margaret.
Right. So, not making the best money choices, wiring $200,000 to an online cam girl. And finally, you know that book that's come out where you're supposed to get rid of all the things in your house that don't bring you joy, and apparently now's the best time to go to thrift shops because people are getting rid of a lot of stuff, sometimes some pretty good stuff.
Oh, so that explains why my wife is trying to get rid of me.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. It's a show on Netflix, too.
Okay, so there's a mom in Atlanta who was trying to do just that. Her son had recently moved out. He was moving into an apartment, and part of moving into the apartment was he sold his car. He was moving to some place where he wouldn't need a car anymore, so he was excited, sold the car, but he didn't want to carry around all that cash, $6,500 to be exact. So he put it in a Mickey Mouse mug in his room at his mom's house. She donated it to Goodwill with the $6,500 inside. Yeah, he's hoping that whoever bought it will return the mug. I'm guessing that's not going to happen.
That's a hell of a deal for somebody.
Yeah. He said, sure, I missed the mug. That bums me out, too. But it's what's inside that bothered me even more. So,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, you might miss the mug. He said, at first, I thought my mom was playing a prank on me. She thought I was upset about the mug being gone. But what was inside was more important. So, the family immediately contacted Goodwill, and of course, they went through surveillance footage and were able to determine that a worker priced the mug and threw it at a bin to put out on the shelves. From there, they don't know what happened.
All righty. That is going to wrap it up. Houston police confirm one suspect is dead at the scene, which I think we've been reporting. Stay away from the area. Hope everybody has a great night. Really good job by Tyler. Really good job by AJ. That was okay.
You've been worse.
Yeah. Actually, I feel pretty good about my performance today. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will be back in studio tomorrow. Make sure you check out Sports Map in the morning. There will be great stuff. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.